You're listening to SBS News.
Good evening. Two hellish nightmares coming together in one terrible reality. That is the story of the Lockerbie disaster, of how death and destruction in the sky brought death and devastation on the ground below.
That's how the BBC covered the Lockerbie disaster 32 years ago on December the 21st, 1988. Pan Am Flight 103 was blown up over the Scottish town of Lockerbie en route from London to New York, an attack that killed 270 people. In 2001, Libyan intelligence officer Abdelbaset al-Megrahi was jailed for life after being found guilty of the murder of 243 passengers, 16 crew and 11 residents of Lockerbie who were killed in the attack. Last month, Scotland's High Court began hearing an appeal against the conviction of al-Megrahi. And now the US Justice Department plans to unseal new charges in connection with the bombing. Longtime campaigner Jim Swire, who lost his daughter Flora in the disaster, says victims' families wanted to know more about what information the US and UK government had about the perpetrators.
More people who look at the materials that we have available, the better, as far as I'm concerned, because there are only two things that we seek, really, as a group. UK Families Flight 103, a group of British Lockerbie victims' relatives. One is the question of why those lives were not protected in view of all the good warnings. And the second is, what does our government and the American government really know about who is responsible for murdering them?
The announcement of a prosecution against an additional individual would carry personal significance for Attorney General William Barr, who's leaving the position next week. He held the same job in the Justice Department nearly 30 years ago when it revealed criminal charges in the US against two Libyan intelligence officials. That move spurred global investigations and produced sanctions against Libya. Libya refused to extradite the men to the US but ultimately agreed to a deal to put them on trial in the Netherlands. One of them, Abdelbaset al-Megrahi, was convicted while the second Libyan suspect was acquitted of all charges. Speaking at the start of the Scottish appeal, his family's lawyer, Amar Anwar, accused the United States and the United Kingdom governments of having lived a monumental lie for 31 years.
An overturning of the verdict for the Megrahi family and many of the families of the British victims also supporting the appeal would vindicate their belief that the governments of the United States and the United Kingdom stand accused of having lived a monumental lie for 31 years, imprisoning a man that they knew to be innocent, and punishing the Libyan people for a crime which they did not commit.
Al-Megrahi was given a life sentence, but Scottish authorities released him on humanitarian grounds in 2009 when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Jim Swire believes he was a scapegoat and was innocent.
Bill Barr was the Attorney General when the investigation into Lockerbie suddenly and inexplicably switched from pointing the finger at Iran, who had had an Airbus blown up by an American missile 5 months before Lockerbie and seen the obvious regime that might be seeking revenge. But he was in charge then at the time that the investigation without explanation suddenly switched to Libya. And it's all the evidence about linking it to Libya and to the island of Malta and so on and so forth that doesn't seem to us to be coherent.
Amar Anwar says al-Megrahi's family also remain convinced of his innocence.
I also spoke yesterday to Ali, the son of al-Megrahi, and he told me he was 8 years old when his father went to the Netherlands to stand trial. When his father returned to Libya to die, Ali spent most of his time next to his father, and he says that until his dying breath, he maintained his innocence. The Megrahis regard their father as the 271st victim of the Lockerbie terrorist attack.
US media are reporting that the charges to be revealed next week are likely to involve a Libyan intelligence officer who is suspected of helping to make the bomb that exploded aboard the Boeing 747. The officer concerned is believed to be in custody in Libya, and the US is expected to seek his extradition. Alan Lee, SBS News.